Channel 2, right, and beginning a little short visit with Miss Bessie this last week of May, 72, just about dark. The beginning of the visit with Miss Bessie this last week of May, Channel 2, right. Channel 2, right, the last week of May, and the end of the visit with Miss Bessie this last week of May, Channel 2, right, just about dark. Channel 2 right, the beginning of the visit Miss Bessie this last week of May, just about dark. Channel 2 right. Channel 2 right, and the beginning of the visit Miss Bessie this last week of May, just about dark. On Channel 2 right.
See where you put his chicken scratch?
So. Now that'll keep the bugs out of it, Miss Bessie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, see, I just use it for that station up there.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just take one of these out there and leave it on the ground.
You do?
Yeah, and then I go out there and take the top off it and put a little bit in. And that way I have to. Right there all the time.
Sherbet than any ice cream.
Don't make them easy.
I've got some chocolate ice cream.
Don't make them easy.
I won't last long.
Cake. It's got salt in it.
I don't want any cake.
You got salt in it? What kind of salt?
It's only salt she can have.
Oh. Oh, I see. Oh, you do put salt in cake, don't you?
Yeah, you sure do.
Say?
Yeah.
You told me that dog was mean.
But he's got nicer, your dog.
So you mean?
He used to bark and wouldn't pay any attention to me.
He'd bark at you because he didn't know you.
He's nice.
Well, I thought the impression I got, Miss Bessie, was he was ill-tempered.
Mm-mm. He's a puppy, not kid. Not an ill-tempered kid. He got to get grown up to be mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a puppy.
Well, he just wanted to come in there and play.
Yeah, that's all.
I never was so surprised.
First time I saw him want to play.
But now he does that. He tears up everything.
Yeah, he get his mouth on it.
Yeah. He had that newspaper all over the back porch.
Put paper out there for him and he just tear it up.
There was a time he wouldn't go down the steps.
He go down now though. I leave the back door open. I want him to go down.
Yeah. And he look around?
Do he look around? Sure, he get out there in the yard and go all around the fence.
What do you know about that, Faith?
He'll be a smart dog.
He's already smart. I didn't know he was going to be so smart.
He could be smarter than that. Because he's just a puppy.
Now, but he got to watch out for that rooster.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. He's afraid of the rooster?
Well, in a way, he runs after the rooster, and the rooster run him.
He starts it?
The rooster run him, and he run the rooster.
Yeah.
He watched it. Nettie was sitting on her porch, and he come to the porch and laid down. She said, "Cousin Bessie," said, "he laying here looking at the rooster, said, get the rooster gonna get after him. If the rooster ever come towards him, he'd get up." Yeah, he'd get up and get out the way.
And the goose don't bother him.
No, he get after the goose sometime. He run the goose.
Yeah.
But when the goose don't run, he just stand and look at it.
Yeah.
I guess he say, "Why don't you run?"
And I didn't know whether they belonged down there or not.
Where?
Down at your house.
What?
Them chimney sweeps.
Chimney sweeps? No, they don't belong down there. They're just flying around looking for chimney.
They've never been in your chimney?
Mm-hmm.
They don't build in your chimney?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I meant them little birds that you said.
Little blackbirds?
Yes.
I don't think I'm on. They ain't looking for, they're flying around.
Yeah.
Till it gets real dark and then they go in the chimney. But they don't get in my chimney. They used to, but I used to run them out.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of you said got up there in that lamp.
Mm-hmm. Not them. Not the them. The sparrows.
Oh.
The sparrow birds. They get in there and roost in there.
Yeah.
And they hatch in there too.
Yeah. Right there in that big light, see?
Oh, they do.
Mm-hmm.
I
the sparrows.
You know where them Swiss live?
What, chimney sweep?
Yeah.
It roost in a chimney.
Whose chimney?
I don't know.
Mine. They live up here.
They do?
Yes. I got chimney full of them.
You can hear them at night?
Oh, yes. I love to hear.
I used to run them out.
A lot of company.
That other corner where they make holes in your chimney, though.
I don't use it.
I don't want to say they make holes in there.
I don't care. I don't use it. Just let them make a hole.
Well, someday you might want to use it and you can't use it. You have to ask somebody to fix it.
I like them little sweepers.
They're awful cunning. They're hatching there too.
Yeah. Now, sir, we have had one season, Faye. We have had one season.
Don't see nothing about it. Well, they go to the moon one more time, I don't know what it'll be.
Yeah. What do they try to do, Miss Bessie? Break off a piece of the moon or what?
Well, that's what they say they're going to do. Get a piece of the cut off piece of the moon. And bring it back to Earth. It'll be a day when they do it. They won't cut no more. Cause the moon ain't bothering them.
Oh, they can't leave anything alone.
Mm-mm.
If they can get to it.
People is going crazy these days.
Yeah.
That's all. They're just crazy.
Just plum crazy. Now, you never thought you'd live to see anything like that.
Mm-mm. I have seen two dark moons. I live to see that. I saw one in Clifford the Sun. Well, I don't know how old I was about. Must have been 8 or 9 years old. I might have been older, you see, when that was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the eclipse of the moon. And then took it.
Yeah.
That was some pretty sight. It was beautiful. The moon looked like it just come up out of the water, just like that. But it was so pretty.
And you couldn't forget that.
Mm-mm. And I've seen the eclipse of the moon and the sun. This is dark as it is out there now.
Yeah, it's just about dark. It's
mm-hmm.
about dark.
And if people were hollering. They were hollering because they didn't know what it was going to be, you see.
Uh-huh.
And the cows come up. It's like It's like you, they come up now. Cows out there. Country. Dog out there. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what that was. And they were lowing. The cow was, you know. Mm-hmm. When the chicken went to roost. Yes, got on the roost. The roost went to crowing. So it was daylight, you know. And that was an awful day that day when the moon was in. The sun was in eclipse. It was awful. And we went up on a hill. A big hill. And had smoked glass looking at it. He says,
Oh,
yes. Yeah, a lot of children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so lots of children went up there and were looking at it. They were scared. But it turned cool just like it is now.
Oh, yes.
You must have been a good sized boy then, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. People was in the field, and when it come over, and they were hollering and going on, you know, they were scared, you know. You know what it was?
Mm-hmm. Strange things happen.
That's right.
Well, you see, when people was out in the field, Miss Bessie, they could see all those things.
Oh, yes, they could see it. They could see it plain.
Yes.
Because they had gone to work that morning, and you could see his shadow coming. You know, you could tell something was wrong. It would come over just like a cloud, you know, coming over,
mm-hmm.
and make a dark shadow.
Oh, really?
Yes, it made a dark shadow.
Yeah, you could just see it coming.
Yeah, you could see it.
Gee whiz.
Then I saw Harry Starr with the tail.
Oh, you did?
Did you see that?
No. You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it. It when it would rise, it would rise over and come over, you could see it, the tail behind, you know. And people are so foolish that the tail is going to drag the earth, you see. So. And they were scared of that.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I would be too.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't realize that though.
You didn't?
Mm-hmm. That you know, the way it looked like it could just drag the earth. I didn't. I never seen it, and I didn't realize that.
You could see its tail.
Yes, ma'am.
Gee whiz. Now you see, this chick scratch. I see one of these will last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put much out there.
For the birds?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I just put a little out there. So that'll last a long time. And I see I got all this.
Yeah, the little birds don't eat very much, you see.
No. They'd eat more if I put it out, right? I just don't put out much.
I better go because it's getting dark.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Well, let me wait just a minute, Mr. Bessie. Now, let me see if anything I need to ask you about. While we're here, you've got all those roses blooming.
Huh?
You've got all of them roses blooming now.
Roses?
Yeah.
Well, I just got them out there and I don't bother with them. They just come.
One right behind you there on the porch.
Well, that's, well, I do take care of that one. And then two over there. I keep them waking. And the man said put Epsom salt on them. They put about a gallon and a cup of Epsom salt water.
I never heard of that.
It come from the university.
All right.
They put a cup of Epsom salt and a gallon of water to the rose. And that makes them bloom. And makes them grow pretty.
Now the prettiest one is out there by the fence. The prettiest one is out there by the fence.
Yeah.
That running rose, that red running rose.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can get a piece of that because that's easy to live.
Where'd you try to get the
Where'd you try to get sauerkraut?
See if you got any in there.
Let me see if I got any.
Where'd you look for that, Miss Betty?
I heard a man say
it on
television.
Do you shop in town?
Anywhere I go.
You buy something?
I guess every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, now you don't have to go for your stamps.
No.
But if you buy it, you got to go.
Yeah, I buy sometimes. You see, I don't get to town often, you see.
Yeah. You buy it, do you still trade the most over at Mr. Thrash's?
No. But I just get some things from him, you know.
Well, he's about as good as any, isn't he?
Yeah, he's about cheaper than that one.
None of them cheap anymore, are they?
No.
Everything going up so fast, I don't know what anybody's going to do.
I don't know either.
What happened to JR since you've been...
Yeah, since I've been sick.
Under the weather, yeah.
Doris takes care of him.
Oh, she does.
Mm-hmm. No, I ain't able to cook for him food, JR. I told him, he come at it yesterday. And I told him I wasn't able to food with him. So Doris takes and fix his meals down there.
Well, he don't come often.
He come every evening.
Why, he goes every evening?
He come every evening when he works.
Oh, when he works. Well, he don't work every day.
No.
See, can't you find it?
No, sir.
Well,
he raked every dinner in the watermelon.
We'll find some.
Yeah, I'll find some.
Yeah.
You don't like to be away after dark.
No.
Somebody come.
I don't know whether to do enough, but I still would be there in the dark and got to go in the house by myself.
Yeah, you might go in the house for yourself tonight.
Yeah, but I get on over there and get it. See what's going on.
See if they'll go in with you. I'll go in with you.
We're going to the bed. Well, we'll get you some crap.
All right. Miss Betsy, we enjoyed that little visit.
Yeah,
we just said you could go have a bit. Take it easy. Get on to the rail. This is the end of Miss Betsy's visit. This is the last week in May. Towards dark, she was talking so well on the front porch. We got her to come up here and sit a minute, much against her wishes. But it's a beautiful little talk, you see. This last week in May, this is, I think, around 500. I don't know whether it's Channel 2 right or Channel 2 over. But it's the end of the visit with Miss Betsy this last week of June, about dark. And some of that fine talk, easy talk, on the front porch that I used to depend upon so much.